Tom Rathman is with us here on Sports Byline. We're talking about his fine 9-year career, picked up a couple of Super Bowl championship rings. Were you in awe a little bit when you went to your first Super Bowl? Because I've had other players tell me it was kind of a little bit overwhelming if they had not had the experience before.
It was a wow moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest wow moments I've ever been associated with. And really, you know, that first year when we went to Chicago, we went there and it was like 27 below wind chill. You know, everybody was counting us out. You know, the 49ers were kind of soft. That's what people were saying. We were playing, you know, Monsters of the Midway, talking about Chicago, their great 46 defense. You know, Mike Singletary, all those guys, great defense. And then we went in there and beat them, I think, 28-3 or something like
right.
that. It was like, man, we were meant to do this, you know, in this type of weather. That was, the weather back there wasn't a factor at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I think, you know, we individually said before we stepped out on that field that we weren't going to be intimidated by the weather. And, I mean, we didn't wear extra clothing. You know, I wore the same thing that I wore at Candlestick, when I played at Candlestick. Same outfit. So I didn't need the extra layers. So, and I think that helped us get through that game and have success.
Also, did it help that other players had been to the Super Bowl before, in Super Bowl 16 and Super Bowl 19 as well? That helped anybody that had a question about it to acclimate themselves to that game?
I don't think at that point that was really a factor. I think that really came into play every year we came into training camp. You know, we knew we were going to win our division. We knew we were going to go to the playoffs. How far we were going to playoff, we didn't know. I mean, we got to take it one game at a time. But I will say this, that every year that we came into training camp, that day one, I mean, our objective was to win the Super Bowl. Like every team that does come into that meeting, their main objective is to win the Super Bowl. But we knew we were going to win our division. We knew we were going to get in the playoffs. And that's all we really needed to do. And we take it one play, a game at a time, once we do get in that single game elimination tournament.
Of course, a very dramatic end to that game where the 49ers go right down the field and score the touchdown that wins it. And there's a lot of stories about what happened with that drive. What's your favorite story about it, Tom?
My favorite story is that we were lined up in the wrong formation.
Yeah, at the end. Yeah.
Did you hear that one too?
Yeah, I heard that one. It was the two receivers that were on the wrong side, right?
No. They were good. I mean, it was the two backs that were on the
okay.
wrong side. So it was Roger and myself. And, you know, really that whole drive, you know, we kind of mixed it in. He would take the fullback position. I would take the halfback position. He needed a blow. We'd switch. So we had that flexibility as players to play different positions. I could play the halfback or the fullback position in certain situations. And so we did that, moving the ball down the field in that two-minute drive. And as you look at it, I mean, most of the plays we were in two backs, two receivers, and one tight end. I mean, that's never heard of anymore. Nowadays, you usually go three wideouts, four wideouts with one a back in the backfield. But we did it with two backs in the backfield. Then we got down to the red zone, and we lined up in the wrong positions. You know what I'm saying?
So yes.
He should have been running a curl route on John Taylor's side. And he was over on the tight end side because John Taylor was over on the slot side. Jerry motioned outside of him. JT was in the slot. He ran the post. And then Jerry was on the outside. Well, there should have been a curl route underneath that to grab that underneath coverage. Well, I was over there with the check wide, so I was checking protection. And then I flared on a wide route running to the sideline. And if you can see it, and I'm not saying, I'm just saying things happen for a reason. It, number 27, you look at it on film, starts floating out with me as I carry him out, and there's a seam right behind him that Joe throws the ball to John Taylor. Well, that curl route should have been grabbing that coverage instead of me pulling it out, and we got mixed up on it. So, but it worked, and, you know, like I said, sometimes things happen for a reason.
Let's speak.
And you know what? To tell you the truth, we didn't even realize it. You know, somebody came up to me that later that night and says, "Hey, do you realize you guys were in the wrong formation?" I'm like, "No, we weren't." And then I got to thinking about it, and I'm like, okay, maybe we were in the wrong formation. So, but it worked out.
Let's talk about Joe Montana for just a second. Mm-hmm. That drive, and of course the drive against the Dallas Cowboys with Dwight Clark's catch, two of the most defining moments in 49er history, but also in Joe's career as well. What do those type of drives tell players that are on his team when they look into his eyes in the huddle?
Mr. Clutch. I mean, all you need is time and downs. You know what I'm saying? As long as you got time on the clock and you got downs to run another play, I mean, never give up on Joe Montana. I mean, that guy can extend a football play just like he did on the catch as he floated out to the right, drifted, kept floating, extending the play so Dwight could uncover to the back of the end zone. I mean, those are classic clinic plays Joe Montana makes, and I think that's kind of what sets him aside from everybody else.
I think there were a lot of questions, Tom, and probably the players had it as well, even though he had been on the staff. I'm talking about George Seifert, that when such a dominating personality, such a dominating coach with a philosophy decides to retire, you just wonder if they're going to be able to put it back together soon enough. And you guys did. You turned right around and went to the Super Bowl the next year, and you beat Denver rather handily in that Super Bowl. What was that transition like?
Well, I think George knew what he had. You know what I'm saying? He had a Rolls Royce. And really, and I've heard him say this, all he had to do is come in and not screw it up. And he did that, and he knew what he had to do. He let the players, you know, speak for their play. And, that's one thing that you can really appreciate George for, is that he let the players do their thing. Because we had been there before, we knew what it was all about, what it took. All he had to do is administrate, and he did a great job that year.
You guys were favored, I think, by about 18 points, which might have been the largest ever when it comes to a Super Bowl game. What was it that gave you confidence you were going to win it? Because some of the guys that were on the team with you told me at that Super Bowl, we never had any doubt at all we were going to win this.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow, I just, you know, just myself personally, you know, just going into it, I didn't have a very good feeling about it.
Why?
You know, I just didn't, because we won the previous year. We were facing the number one defense in the league at that time. You know, they were the number one scoring defense, not allowing people to score against them. They had John Elway. So you're going against the number one defense in the league at that time. And, you know, defense is supposed to win championships. You know, that's what they say anyway. But, man, we went in there and, you know, it was like, you know, cutting butter, you know, with a knife, with a hot knife. Joe just kind of sliced them up, took advantage of the plays. We did a great job blocking them. And obviously, you got to be able to run the football, and we were pretty effective running the football.
Yeah, I always felt that the other teams in the NFL had no chance, simply, at least in a game of that stature, because of the way Bill planned things out. And you all were so acclimated to putting your best game out there for a Super Bowl. And in that Denver game, it was just simply no match. And later on against San Diego, it was no match as well. Did you guys have a sense for games like that?
Well, I'll tell you what we did in that Denver game, you know, with our run game. Roger and I flipped positions, you know, a lot of the runs that we ran. And we were in a formation where it was showing that we were running outside because I was offset to the weak side. And all those formations told us we were running outside to that open side, to the weak side. Well, we ended up coming back and running back strong with me coming back to the strong side. And Roger being the blocker, and it kind of threw the defenses off. And I think I averaged 3.8 in that game, but I had like 10 carries for 38 yards, I believe, something like that. But, you know, I got the ball 10 times, and, you know, just enough to keep them off guard that they couldn't tell what you were doing with your formations. And you got to give Bob McKittrick and Bill Walsh a lot of the credit for doing that.
We got about 45 seconds left. You're coaching now. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, I do very much. I mean, I kind of play through my players.
Right. And what is it that the game is today that you try to give them that maybe it wasn't when you were playing, or is it still basically the same thing?
Well, I think it's basically the same thing. I mean, our approach is to always attack, take the game to the defense. That's what we try to do here as running backs with the 49ers. A lot of times it comes down to fundamentals, so you just try to be a good fundamental football coach, teach them the fundamentals of the game, and then they got to go out and have fun. And collectively, if you do those things, I mean, usually you have success. And it's fun when you win. And we've had a great time, you know, over the last 4 to 6 years here.
Tom, I want to thank you very much. I've enjoyed our friendship over the years. It's always nice to see and just kind of talk a little bit. But I wanted people to hear about your career growing up in middle America and having a great career at Nebraska as well. And then those two Super Bowls with the 49ers. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Tom Rathman with us again, former NFL fullback. He played 9 years, 8 with the 49ers, a season with the Raiders, won 2 Super Bowls, both with San Francisco. And, of course, he was drafted in the 3rd round out of Nebraska, where he played for Tom Osborne. Had a great career there, and in his senior year averaged 7.5 yards a carry. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.